This Saturday, a super new exhibition will open at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Heroes and Villains, the comic book art of Alex Ross, will be on view at the museum through February 24th of next year. Considered one of the greatest artists in the field of comic books, Alex Ross has revitalized classic superheroes into works of fine art. This exhibition is organized by the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh and features more than 130 works, including paintings, drawings, photographs, and sculptures from Ross's personal collection. Here now to tell us more are Jesse Kowalski, Director of Exhibitions at the Andy Warhol Museum and curator of the Ross Exhibition. Jeremy Kuo is the manager of the media services at the Norman Rockwell Museum, and via phone, the artist himself, Alex Ross, joins us. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
A great pleasure. Alex, what is this like for you? How long has this exhibit been around?
Really just a year now, ever since it was at the Warhol.
And what is it like to put something, to have input in putting something like this together? I assume there's kind of a attending your own funeral kind of aspect to it.
Well, actually, a lot of it is playing the hits from my career, which all seem to center around my mid-20s, so it kind of makes me feel like I haven't done anything in the last 20 years, but, you know.
That's nice. So what is your input? When they say, okay, this is what we want to do, then how do you get involved?
Well, a lot of it is, of course, coming from my personal collection, things I'd already held on to for so long, and just making sure that was available for the show. A lot of this is really responding to Jesse's tastes, so he took lead on all of this.
So, Jesse, what were you looking for?
Well, there was a book published a few years ago called Mythology, and it kind of went through Alex's career with DC Comics and compared some of his work to Rockwell's works and had a large number of pieces from Alex's childhood, some construction paper dolls he created when he was 11, some drawings he created when he was 4. So I knew I wanted some of those early works that really showed his development and, you know, as a child prodigy. And then going into his work with Marvels in 1994 when he was, you know, 19 to 24 years old, and then going into his work on Kingdom Come, which really changed the way people look at comic books, and then moving on to his work with Justice, because we were both influenced by this cartoon in the late 70s, Challenge of the Super Friends, which was really kind of Alex's, Justice was Alex's tribute to the cartoon.
Which is great.
Yeah, no.
Very, very cool. So, and then, how closely do then you work with Alex in realizing this?
Well, I went to Alex's house a couple of times. We went through his collection. He kind of dug out the childhood works that he had, and we went through everything. And he made it clear on which pieces he wanted. For example, the Marvels series, he made sure that we exhibited the entire Human Torch origin story. That was important to him.
And then, Alex, so you feel in the end that you have something that is a nice representation of your work?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a good cross-section. It's amazing to see everything put together and realize that a lot of the things I held on to did make the substance of a show like this, that I held on to enough key pieces that it didn't seem like for the many, many hundreds of paintings I've sold that I was missing such substantial portions of my history. So we have a good cross-section of pieces that people would recognize knowing my hand in.
So, Jeremy, when it comes to the Norman Rockwell Museum, what is it that sends the pings on the radar that this is something that you want to bring to the museum?
Can I just interject here that this has been on my radar for over a decade. I have been a fan of Alex's work since the Marvel series back in college in 94, and I had gone to see a show in New York of his work, I think one of the first exhibited displays in 2003, and made this connection of, wow, this is he's working in the same style as Rockwell. He has cited him as an influence. He has many of the same methods of process of creating these works. I got very excited leaving that show, and I think I maybe even mentioned to Alex that evening that it would be so fantastic to get you to the Rockwell Museum and kind of bring these two worlds together. Alex, come back.
You had all those nice things to say about Alex, and he just hung up on
us. He's modest.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there was a phone issue, and we'll get it corrected. But go on, say the nice things about Alex.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I very excitedly brought back a thought to our curator, and this guy's work is amazing. He's so popular in the illustration field, modern illustration. But then the Warhol Museum beat us to it. I'm so happy, though, that it came back to us as an offer to display at our museum. We actually had loaned many of Rockwell works to make that connection of the history. So here we are.
When it comes to that connection, and we'll hear when Alex comes back on, but Jesse, I'll let you take a bat at this first, of how Rockwell was an influence.
I guess most obvious is Ross's covers for the Justice graphic novels. We have a copy here. Rockwell created probably his most famous work, the Golden Rule painting, and also the Right to Know, which have the figure standing in rows, staring forward. And the Justice graphic novel has basically the Justice League doing in the exact same poses, and also the Legion of Doom in the exact same poses. So we juxtapose those paintings with Norman Rockwell's Golden Rule.
And Alex is back with us. Alex, thank you very much for coming back.
I didn't know what just happened. Sorry about that.
I don't know. Jeremy was saying really, really nice things about you, and then you hung up. And so we assumed either you're modest or something.
Does that
happened
make a
to your
sound
phone.
On that end? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So now we're talking about Rockwell as an influence for you, and as we mentioned, there's your work Justice, which is this then presented with Norman Rockwell's The Right to Know. Was that a direct influence?
Well, that particular style of that painting where the figures are stacked with no depth perception. It's just looking at a row and rows of people staring straight at the viewer. There's a number of Rockwell pieces that use that physical approach, and so I was thinking of at least two or three key pieces of his that that they have in the show that resemble that style. And it was one I latched on to back when I was working on Kingdom Come, and then revived again when I was working on Justice.
What's it like to work with the superheroes as your models? Because I think we all have an idea in our mind of what they look like, of what we want them to look like, and you've really tapped into that, I think.
Well, being a longtime fan, I'm always thinking about the strongest artistic interpretation of those characters, like, say, how they could resemble a certain artist's style, particularly the artist who created them. So I'm always trying to translate that as best I can and then find whatever way I can translate that with a live model, whether that's from photographic reference of things I research or of people I know, and trying to infuse that influence in there. A lot of times studying life can inspire a realistic imagining of a character that I find becomes more true for who that character has been, with maybe in some ways the luck I've had with the people I've found, but really giving them a certain kind of natural life that I think the comic book art styles have always tried to translate to a degree, and I'm bringing it to that certain kind of painted interpretation of the same.
It seems that one of the things that Norman Rockwell always, and probably is still battling today when it's talked about a work, is that of an illustrator versus an artist. And I assume you battle the same thing working in a comic milieu.
Well, I think of anything that you have as an expression of your own interests and maybe what direction you can give something is always going to be possibly seen as your art. And it certainly comes down to perception or a point of view from either the artist or the viewer. And I've always seen everything I've worked on in comics, particularly because it's my field of choice, I've seen all this stuff as being close to my heart and expressing ideas and passion for things, concepts, storytelling, that is as true an expression of what fine art is supposed to be about as anything could be. And I've always thought the same of Rockwell, that he really turned those jobs into being an expression of what he really thought of the world and what he wanted to communicate.
We just have about a half a minute left, Jeremy, but the big event is Saturday night, the reception. Alex will be there and sort of kick all this off.
Yeah, it's as I understand, a rare opportunity to meet Alex. He doesn't do many of these the signings. He'll be doing a book signing that evening. And we will also continue through the exhibition with a lot of great programs. We have a mini Comic-Con the following week. We have a superhero day for families. In all these events, we encourage people to dress up as their favorite superhero. I'm coming as Spidey.
See, you know, that may be the reason why he doesn't do more of these.
Yeah.
Just gasping. Alex Ross, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Jesse, Jeremy, thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have
Thanks
a wonderful
for having
time.
It.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.